Dove CNN hooked back up with Meech Wells, you know, and his new artist Young Joker to discuss the latest mix of The Takeover. What's up, y'all?
What's up, my nigga? What's crackin'?
Shit. I'm trying to see what's going on with y'all.
We up in the lab just working on that second mixtape, Mayhem. And I'm up in here working on tracks, just putting it down as usual.
So first of all, how did you hook up with each other?
Joker?
Yeah.
I hooked up with him through the streets, basically just out there in my ear to the streets, and ran into him, spit to me, came by the studio, and was fire, and we just took it from there, started working.
So why did you decide to take Joker under your wing?
I think he had special skills. Basically, I like his voice. I'm into to rap that. The voices, you know, it's getting back to the voices again. So, got a voice, got the persona, and he just hungry. He at my door knocking on it. Basically, that nigga would sleep outside if he could.
Alright, so...
Real hungry, that's what I like about him.
Okay, the next couple questions are for Joker.
Hey, Joker.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you. Hello?
What up, man?
What's good? What it do?
Just chilling, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You're right here on Dub CNN live right now.
Okay. How y'all doing out there, Dub CNN? Everybody that's supporting me, thank you, because without y'all, I wouldn't be me. So, thank y'all. I work for the streets until y'all find me. So, one love to all of y'all, no matter where you at, what east side, west side, north side, south side, black, white, no matter what color, whatever it is, just to y'all. So, thank y'all, though.
Tell us, you know, where you from and how you came up.
Okay, well, I'm from the west side of Compton, born and raised, the World Series Elementary, the Davis Middle School, the Centennial. Then I started rapping when I was 15, in a group with Spitfire. We was doing a little something, and from there on, I just started to fall in love with it. Ran into Meech, and from there, it just started to take off. It just started to lift off the ground. Now we had the ship, now we got the fuel and everything that's needed, so now we're lifting up.
Okay, so is there any released material from you before you hooked up with Meech?
I had a few things. I was working with Laneway over there with Black Tone, over there with Quick and them.
Yeah.
I worked with them for the Sugar Friend Mossberg Connected 2 album. A few specialists, other small time producer, Young Cat. Just different people that I didn't work with that got me ready for the level that I'm at now.
Let's get to the mixtape, The Takeover. Tell us about the recording process of the project.
Okay, well, the recording process was pretty swift. It was already in the makings. It was, what's the weirdest part about it is the fact that the song, it's a song that we have on there. It was the very first song that I ever done with Meech in his studio. And the first bar of it is, Young Joke Takeover. Yeah, I'm fucking with Meech, shaking his head, cause Young Joke's riding the beat. And from there on, it was like, and then for some reason, we was like, okay, we're gonna take The Takeover. And then we went back to it, and it was like, crazy, like from there to there, but the process has been pretty smooth. You know, we're going through hell just to get it out, but the material being done, audio wise, we swept through it. We done with the mayhem, and we still moving. So it's pretty good.
So it's all original production by Meech.
Oh yeah, all platinum.
Okay, so what are you talking about on the mixtape?
Basically, The Takeover is to open the game up for us and me. Like, it's like a lot of it, if you listen to it, you got like going 95. Now, and that's like me, you feel me? That's my life, you feel me? The Takeover, the song itself, the anthem for the mixtape, now you listen to that, it's just The Takeover, you feel me? It's like, I've been pushing, nobody want to open doors, so you got to kick them down. So it's The Takeover. That's why when the mayhem falls right behind it, that's the little bomb you roll inside the little door you knock down. And then you send everything haywire. And then my album dropped, Heaven Sent, which moves everything back out.
Okay, and you know, you were also on a few tracks on the last E. White mixtape with Meech. Are we going to see you working with E. White in future?
No. I'll probably never work with E. White again, but we did do a lot of work together. And pretty cool guy, but some different things that happened. So I'm just pushing forth into my career and working with Meech.
Okay. So, tell us about the Dub CNN anthem that you recorded with Badass and Sly Boogie.
Oh, yeah. That was, well, we went through like three different processes though, because we, one guy's supposed to be on it, and another guy's supposed to be on it, another guy's supposed to be on it. So we had to change a couple of times and go back and forth with it, but it was the business. You know, I'm well connected. I asked Dub CNN, you feel me? So I'm online. So it's pretty dope though. I love to work with Badass. I love working with Sly Boogie. I love working with all the family that you hear on there. Those, that's family right there. Like, that's my family. Like, it's only like, only one of them I don't deal with. That's E-White, but everybody else, family right there.
Are there any other upcoming collaborations, you know, we can expect in the near future?
I'm working with something with Jail Felony right now. Of course, a track with me and Bishop, a track with me and Juice. We also being looked at right now by, like, you know, Def Jam, Warner Brothers, so you can look for the album coming soon, too. So, it's, which one? Oh, yeah, Tyrese. It's a few things that have popped up a lot. We just right now bringing the stocks up more and more, so it's like, yeah, just get ready for the album. This what is Mayhem is really gonna be crazy. This Mayhem is like out of this world. I'm talking about this Mayhem. I'm gonna go ahead and sing y'all one of the songs soon after we finish doing a little more promotion for this takeover. But this Mayhem with DJ Ski is crazy. I guarantee the West is like, this is gonna change the whole West. Something new, you feel me? It's different.
Okay. All right, man, can I holler back at Meech?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Yep. So, we were talking about, you know, the takeover mixtape. You hooked up with DJ Warrior to release it, but, you know, later you decided to release it on Dub CNN for free. Why that?
Well, I mean, the fans have been waiting too long, and sometimes negative feedback on certain things by making us look bad not coming out, and it was like, it's a mixtape, it's not an album, so it seemed like it was too many politics for it to come out. So I just wanted to release it to just get everything straight and let everybody see that, you know, this is a real artist. We're not playing, it's not like some fly-by-night shit, you know, somebody just trying to do something. We really put that together, so just wanted to get it out there to the people. I started making a lot of friends on the forums, and I'm cool with Dub CNN, so I'm trying to just give back, show that, you know, people can do music. If you don't, you should just be able to do music and give it up. I mean, just starting off, you know, give some stuff back to the fans. And sure enough, they love that. I gave that to them. And, you know, I'm getting nothing but appreciation on the threads and everything, except for a couple of haters, but not on my thread. You always gonna have that. So it's all good. By me just talking to the fans and seeing what they want, and talking to the people on the forum, you just start growing a love for them. Just like everybody looking and hungry for some new shit. So this is a nice place to go, Dub CNN.
You know, you've been releasing unreleased songs from Snoop Dogg, you know, that you produced for him. But are we going to see any new Snoop tracks over Meech 12 beats soon?
Yeah. That's my nigga right there. We just probably ain't got no way to reach out to each other, so hopefully you're listening to this, and you know it's all love, and you know how we do it, and it's gonna be back on. I got a lot of stuff in the cut ready to go, and you know, we just when we say the takeover, we ain't trying to take the whole game over. What we're trying to do is just bring something new to the game, and at the same time work with the people that's dope, like Snoop Game, and people that's really making noise down here, you know, to take a notice to what we doing. So I'm definitely still, you know, lining myself a dog whenever that time comes.
So who else can we see you producing for in the future?
Well, it's like four other acts from Warner Brothers. They want me to do stuff with J-Rock and a couple other dudes over there, Talib Kweli. I don't know if that's going to happen, but they've expressed an interest. I'm working with Juice on a couple things, and then Game is going to pick up on that and get on something, so I'm probably going to be working with Game next time. And hopefully all the things will work back out with Dog and all the situations over there. And then I'm still building a couple other acts up too from the ground. And just, you know, not waiting on nobody at the same time.
Okay, tell us about the song that you did with Bishop and Joker.
Well,
So what's the next step after this takeover mixtape?
Well, we're going to drop the Mayhem, and then, like you said, Heaven Sent, the album. We're getting some people who are already interested. We just never had the physical copy to hit people with. Like when I was at Warner Brothers talking to them, they loaded up his MySpace page and showed interest and was feeling what we was doing. We was just working with the tools we had at the time. A couple of acts they had over there got signed, had they tape in hand, was giving it out. Where's y'all? So we can have our tape, you know, with all this stuff going on with a drama and all that. A lot of people got shook up, including probably Warrior, so, you know, we didn't have stuff in hand on time. But that's why we released it on there, to get it out to the fans and get that buzz out. Get ready for, we don't have the copies in the next few days anyway, so
okay.
Get all the labels up. We got got some interest in Def Jam and a couple other companies.
What production equipment you be working with right now?
I'm working with all the plug-ins, latest stuff, the Giga Studio, the Orchestra Gold, this thing called Colossus. I got a guitar stuff in it. It's just pretty much the latest stuff Dre and all those dudes working with, Scott Storch. So people got to step their game up and get on those computers and maybe spend like 7 G's on each one of your computers putting sounds in them. It's, everything is stepping up right now. Sounds are 32-bit, so, you know, it's getting better. People think that I should be doing the old funk stuff. I got some tracks still in there, but things moved on, you know, 50 Cent, people like that changed the game, so. No, it's not. You can't come with the same old track from the West and think it's going to blow nationwide. That's why I'm getting a little flack from people. Some people on the forums think I should be doing the old funk stuff that I was doing with Snoop. I mean, I could do that. You know, everybody evolves. Dre isn't sounding the same as he first started. I think he's sounding better. He's getting better and better. So the people think that people should go backwards and, you know, I can pull out some old tracks and they'll just be happy. I got the game full track. That's what they talking about. Why should I keep making that?
I feel you.
I'm just moving on to better stuff.
Okay, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, riding with you, Mima. I like how you do your interviews, and, you know, I'm rolling with Dub CNN, and we just, you know, trying to keep hitting them, man. It was something new to me. I was always in the studio working, never really dealing with internet stuff. So, like, lately I've just been internet marketing at the same time I'm working in the studio. So that's why people see me on the computer, only because my music gear is on the computer, too. So when I'm working, I'm just going back and forth from the internet to some of my keyboards. That's on the computer now. Keyboards ain't really on the module anymore. I mean, you can use those, but a lot of those sounds everybody got. So when these dudes come in with real big sounds, like how Scott Storch sounds are, they're not off of a module. It's off of a computer, like the Giga Studio. And I'm giving y'all a game. I shouldn't even give you, but y'all my fans and y'all my people, so I'm going to give you the game. People that's up and coming, going out there and step the game up. You can't be dealing with Fruity Loops and all these little programs and think you're going to make some real big hits. I still got my MP. I'm in an MPC 4000 instead of the 3000, which I started with, so that's 24-bit. Everything I got is 24-bit, so the sounds and everything is better to me, everything evolved. So that's where I'm at right now, and we just finally, with all the pub and all the stuff y'all helped me with, you know, the company noticing they want me to do the same thing for their artists, you know, and then people are downsizing because they ain't selling as much now, so they're expecting us to do it in the studio, mix it and all that in our little studios. And I like that. Give me a little budget, and I'll mix it down right in my stuff, and you won't be able to tell the difference. It's in a big studio. And that's what the companies are noticing, and they're looking at people like that, self-contained. So anybody out there doing their own thing, got their own studio and their own gear, that's the way to go. Even Dog do it like that. We've been doing it like that since day one.
All right, man. You want to pass the phone to Joker so we can get some last words? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you want to get some last words?
Yeah, man, before we end this off.
Okay. Well, everybody on Dub CNN showing me some support. Thank you. Thank you, Nina, for the interview. Thank you, Ruff, for all the advertisements. Thank the whole Dub CNN family. Thank y'all. Everybody in the UK, everybody everywhere around the world, thank y'all. Cop the mixtape, Mayhem is coming soon. So y'all watch for that. Keep a close eye on the album, Heaven Sent. It's for y'all. It's just for the streets. I work for y'all. So one love to y'all, and get with me soon.